Thoughts by Jan Etherington and Gavin Petrie, starring James Bolam as Bill and Linda Bellingham as Faith. Episode 4, Health and Efficiency.
A lovely birthday present, Bill, but I just wish you'd come with me.
Health farms are not my cup of carrot juice. I gave you a trip for two on the strict understanding that one of them wasn't me. It would do you good to get away.
I'm beginning to think you can't wait to get rid of me.
She's tumbled us, Jasper. Hide the dancing girls.
You'd love it, you know, all that pummeling and massage.
I get that on the train to work.
And you can work out in the multi-gym.
My worst nightmare.
Come back fit. And glowing.
Don't threaten me.
Don't you want to be thick and glowing?
I've got no specific objections. I'd just rather not do it in a tracksuit while some muscle-bound gigolo with teeth shouts pump it up or something equally peculiar.
You're shy.
Well, I'm not an exhibitionist like you, if that's what you mean.
Oh, thanks.
I like to think that certain things should be done in private.
Like what?
Like physical jerks and kissing.
Kissing?
Yes. Kissing used to be very private and discreet.
In your day?
Exactly.
Well, this is private. Give us a kiss.
Forward, hussy. You mustn't have too much excitement. You've got to get an early night before your adventure tomorrow.
You're up, Barry.
I had a few things to do.
This place looks like a betting shop after Derby. Why are there so many bits of paper about the house?
They're notes, little suggestions.
What sort of suggestions?
Don't leave lights on, wash mugs out, that sort of thing.
That sounds more like commands. Nobody will read them.
Joe will when he wakes up. I've just stuck one on his forehead.
What does it say?
It's advising him that if he hasn't removed his football boots from the bottom of the stairs by 9 o'clock, I'm putting them out for the dustman.
I can't wait to see Hannah and Joe's reaction to McGregor the whip cracker.
And you can remove that hold-all from the table and mark the cloth.
Sorry? Don't expect too much, will you, Bill? This house has been running along quite smoothly for some
time
now.
This house runs about as smoothly as a British Rail timetable.
Give me a for instance.
Okay, then, for instance, you can never remember which day the dustman comes. Every week you get woken by the sound of the dust cart, shout, oh, my God, and we all have to rush down half naked and fling plastic bags out of the back door.
Apart from that.
Look, you just go off and enjoy yourself. I'm perfectly capable of running a house, two teenagers, and a dog for a few days,
Faith. I'm sure you are, but there is just a couple of things I thought you might need a reminder about.
And what are they? You see, you should write things down. Make a list.
Any minute now, I'll make a list of the irritating habits of the McGregors. Yes, I know. You've got to kick the broom cupboard door to make it open.
I have been living with you for long enough to know about kicking the broom cupboard door.
And then there's the dog.
And I know about kicking the dog.
Don't you dare!
Only joking.
No, he's got to have his worm tablets.
You woke me up at 3 a.m. to tell me about the worm tablets. Anything else?
He needs his walk and lots of clean water, and he'll get depressed if his lunch is late.
Faith, I am sure Bert will let us know if the service is not up to standard in your absence. He's not exactly reticent. I recall he had my sausage sandwich last time he thought we delayed his meal time.
Remember, Hannah's got to revise.
How can I forget?
Ask her if she needs any help.
No.
Why?
Because if she says yes, I'll be done for.
You're good at English.
Of course. There are areas of Scotland where the English language she has spoke better than anywhere in the world. But we're talking A-level here. You can't just read a book and say, I enjoyed that. You have to discuss, with examples, the reason why you think the author was probably a misogynist with a fondness for whippets.
Oh, you did Chaucer as well.
Ah, your travelling companion, I presume.
Can you visit, Bill? I'm not decent.
Of course. For the next few days, my duties include official door opener and dog walker. Later, Bert. Your morning constitutional is scheduled for 8:30 precisely. Oh! Oh! Oh, damn bike!
Morning, Bill.
Morning, Hillary.
You look... How can I put it?
Wounded.
That's how I put it.
Come in.
Hi, Bill.
Hi.
I thought Joe wasn't supposed to leave his bike in the hall.
He isn't.
Well, he has.
Apparently. Bill, do stop grizzling.
Look, I am off on an adventure and I mustn't be upset.
Just another example of a slack ship. When I've got things better organised around here, there won't be bikes to trip over.
Well, start organising Joe, then. Wish I could be there to see it.
Bells, is that the time?
Yep, whatever time it is.
Well, according to my rotor, I should be in the shower, followed by Hannah at 10 past and followed by Joe at 22.
Followed by arguments all round.
See you in a minute.
Do Do you want a coffee before we go, Hill?
Why not? It'll probably be the last caffeine intake we'll be allowed. Got a couple of chocolate biscuits to go with it.
Naturally. Now, look, you're the expert, Hilary. I mean, is everyone going to be wearing designer leisure wear?
Of course not. No one really notices what you're wearing.
Ah, just like no one notices what Princess Di's wearing.
It's not a fashion show, Faith.
I bet you've got everything colour-coordinated.
Not quite. I'm having trouble matching my towel with my sweatbands.
I think I'll need inflatable armbands if we're going into the jacuzzi. They can buffet you about a bit, I've heard.
It's called toning, not buffeting.
I just hope I can wear my one-piece swimsuit, that's all. Exposing my cellulite for inspection is not on my list of favourite activities.
They've seen it all in health farms.
Oh, thank you very much, Hilary.
You know what I mean.
Don't say another word. I realise Twiggy and I are unlikely to be mistaken for sisters. Oh, Bill, that was quick.
I haven't had a shower yet.
Oh, did you want to say goodbye to us first?
No. I couldn't get into the bathroom.
I see.
Hannah's in there.
Hasn't she seen the voter?
She must have. I stuck a copy under the door.
Oh, sounds as if there's a mutiny aboard already. It's time we abandoned coffee and jumped ship, Hill.
I'll go and start the car.
I'll miss you, Bill.
I'll miss you too.
Kissing taps your strength, eh?
I'll risk it.
You'll go and do all the things I wouldn't do.
I'll bring you back a jogging suit.
You dare? I thought you'd gone.
Yeah, I discovered at the roundabout I forgot my checkbook.
Ah.
What are you doing?
We're just ironing.
I've done those shirts.
Have you?
You know I have.
Oh, I must have got confused.
Why are you doing them again, then?
Well, I just thought the collar could do with a bit of work on it.
A bit of work on it?
Well, just a touch. It wasn't quite stiff enough for my taste. I know it's not the fashion, but...
Has this happened
before? What?
That my ironing wasn't up to your standards.
To be honest, once or twice.
Oh, thanks.
Now, don't get huffy.
I'm not.
Yes, you are. Just because you're a woman doesn't mean you have a monopoly on ironing skills, you know. I'm a good ironer. I've ironed my own shirts perfectly happily for years.
What about when you were married to Liza?
I've ironed my own shirts perfectly happily for years, and I'm good at it.
Better than me?
If you want the truth, yes. There's a simple system for ironing shirts that achieves perfection. Now, one starts at the shoulders...
Right. You can iron this lot.
What?
When you've redone the shirts, there's a few sheets, some table napkins, and two of my silk blouses. I'll check for creases when I get back.
Yes, dear. Have a nice time.
Bill?
Come in, why don't you?
Knocking seems so formal.
It's supposed to be formal. It's my office.
Please don't say the obvious, darling. I've got a headache.
Are you studying your bank account? And don't call me darling.
All right, sweetheart. You're a little tense. Trouble with Supermum?
I would prefer it if you didn't call her names.
How is the bride of, your bride-to-be?
Away.
Oh?
She's gone to a health farm. It was a birthday present from me.
How clever of you. She might be able to squeeze into a size 16 for the wedding.
Faith doesn't have a weight problem. She's gone to enjoy herself.
You always were a gentleman.
But you never were a lady.
Clive says I'm fiery.
The arguments have started then.
Of course not. We're still blissfully... Well, it was just a joke.
What was?
Well, I pushed him into the swimming pool. You would have laughed if I'd done it to you.
You did do it to me, and I didn't.
Did I?
I was wearing a dinner jacket at the time.
Do you know, I thought I had a feeling of déjà vu.
God, I'm glad we're divorced.
I thought you might ask me to lunch.
Whatever gave you that idea?
Is it so much to ask?
Yes.
You're free, aren't you?
No, I'm going to Sainsbury's.
Why?
For food. Sainsbury's is good at that. Not that you'd know much about it.
Surely someone like Faith has stocked up the freezer with some home-cooked steak and kidney pies, apple dumplings and other nauseating stods.
For someone who chopped up tulip bulbs instead of onions for her one attempt at a casserole, I think mocking is inappropriate, Liza.
I'm more the perfect hostess than the perfect housewife.
True. I seem to remember our fridge contained nothing more than a bottle of champagne and a jar of royal jelly.
That's because I've always had the appetite of a bird.
A bird of prey.
Let's have a look. 2 o'clock sunbed, 3 o'clock massage, and then a little rest. I don't know how we're going to pack all this in.
Oh, we've still got half an hour to put our feet up before aromatherapy.
I think I'll have a little read. The Duchess of Malfi? Good heavens, Faith, that's not exactly relaxed reading, is it?
I know, but Hannah's doing it for A-level, so I thought I'd better read up on it so I can help her and discuss it.
Is this part of your blueprint to motherhood? I'm sure you're doing far more than is strictly expected of you.
Probably. It's really hard to let go, though, Hill.
Look, I've got a spare Jackie Collins. Much more appropriate for a few decadent days.
Decadent? I thought we were planning to hone our bodies to supreme fitness.
Well, I thought we were just planning to lounge about and let someone else do the cooking.
I feel a bit guilty.
Oh, for goodness sake.
I know, you're right. I didn't mean it.
How can you feel guilty about spending a bit of time cosseting yourself?
Quite easily, actually.
After all you do for your family and Bill.
Do you think I should phone them and see how they're getting on?
Absolutely not. Bill's perfectly capable of running things. He'd be really upset if you phoned him and checked up on him.
Oh, you're right. I know you are. I just hope he's not forgotten the dog's worm tablets, that's all.
Look, why didn't you forget about the dog's worm tablets and come and have a jacuzzi? I love all that swirling water bubbling up, don't you?
Oh, that reminds me. I meant to ring the plumber before I left. The downstairs loo keeps flooding.
Faith?
Wonderful. Pinch of oregano, a little egg to bind, and another culinary miracle slips from my hand. Oh, hell, that's too much egg. Things fall apart. The centre cannot hold.
W.B. Yeats, the second coming.
No, hamburgers, the second attempt.
Why are you making hamburgers?
Why are you watching me?
I'm waiting for my nail varnish to dry. What do you think of this colour?
You look as if you've got frostbite.
That's just the effect I was trying to achieve.
It's 5 o'clock.
So?
So you're supposed to be hoovering the ground floor.
Who says?
The rotor says.
Oh, that. Well, I can't. My nail varnish is still wet.
We'll both watch it dry, then, shall we?
I can't be distracted at the moment, Bill.
Who's distracting you?
Hoovering is distracting.
Only if you're trying to watch cricket.
I'm supposed to spend all my time revising. Mum says so.
Oh, really? Does that revising include your nail varnish?
That was my break period. I allow myself a short break every 2 hours. Now it's over.
What a surprise.
If I hoover as well, it will put me behind with Jane Eyre. And I know you wouldn't want to feel responsible for mucking up my revision timetable.
I'll risk it.
I will do the hoovering, Bill. Mm. Promise. Just got to whiz through Othello.
You can't whiz through Othello. It takes hours.
If you say so. Well, I won't have time to do the hoovering then. Sorry.
I walked right into that. I think your mother taught you all she knows.
About what?
Getting her own way. Oh, can you get that, Hannah?
Sorry, my nail varnish isn't quite dry.
Damn. Yes. No, Joe isn't here. I don't know. This is the 14th time I've answered the phone for him. Well, it's not my fault if he's not under the clock at 4:30. Look, I've got to go. My hamburgers are disintegrating.
Bill, you know I can't eat hamburgers. I'm vegetarian.
I know. I made you a spinach burger.
Oh, great. I'll get it.
What about your precious nails? What are you going to do? Open the door with your teeth? Now then, maybe if I add a bit more flour to soak up the egg. Yes, that's the answer.
Bill, it's Mr. Burrows at the door.
Who?
Bloke up the road.
What does he want?
He's got Bert with him.
The dog? Why?
Says he was wandering the streets.
Oh, I'll talk to him.
Should take Mum's Laura Ashley apron off first.
Why? Let him see who's doing the real work around here. Mr. Burrows, do come in.
I won't stop, Mr.
McGregor.
Yes. You're staying here, aren't you?
He's living with Mum.
Thank you, Hannah. Mrs. Grayshot and I are shortly to be married.
But you're not married yet, are you?
Well, not quite, but we're very close, and this is her apron I'm wearing.
Bill's going to be my wicked stepfather.
Hannah, haven't you got some revision to do?
It can wait.
No, it can't.
Bye then, Mr. Burrows.
Is Mrs. Grayshot at home?
No, she's gone away for a few days.
I see.
To a health farm.
Ah, yes.
For a rest.
Hmm.
Anyway, I'm in charge.
Not 100%, in my opinion.
What?
I found Mrs. Grayshot's dog in next door's garden.
Yes, Hannah said. I'm sorry about that. He must have got out somehow.
Watcher. Excuse me, Mr. Burrows.
Oh.
Have you been taking Bert for a walk?
No, I found him wandering. It's a hazard, a wandering dog. not under proper control.
Someone must have left the back gate open. It wasn't me.
Well, it must have happened when I put the rubbish bags out. Because somebody else didn't get round to it.
So I suppose it's my fault the dog got out then, is it?
Completely.
Could we return to the point? Your dog was interfering with Doris.
Doris?
The Irish wolfhound from number 20.
Interfering?
Attempting to get acquainted, if you get my drift.
Oh, I get your drift. We've done health education.
The Irish wolfhound? Must have had a stepladder.
Interfering can have consequences, Mr. McGregor. I'm not sure it's a cause for levity.
You're quite right, Mr. Burrows. It won't happen again, and I'm very grateful to you for bringing Bert back. I'll give him a serious talking to.
It happens, you know.
What does?
When the householder goes away, things get careless.
Thank you, Mr. Burrows. Good afternoon. So, you've been courting, have you? The next thing, you'll want some pocket money to buy her a box of assorted bonios.
Well, if you're offering, Bill, mind you, I'd rather have crisps.
I was talking to the dog, Joe. And no crisps for you. Dinner's nearly ready.
Oh, it's okay. I've already eaten at Steve's.
You've what? Why didn't you phone and tell me?
I tried to, but the phone was always engaged.
Could this be the reason?
What's this?
The names of at least a dozen of your fellow hooligans who have constantly interrupted my afternoon's work with their endless phone calls. And Jason wants to know why you weren't under the clock at 4:30.
Anything else?
Anything else? I'm not your secretary.
Well, if that's all, I'll go and watch the Bugs Bunny cartoon.
Oh, don't let me interfere with your leisure activities. Not that you seem to have any other kind.
Oh, Bill?
Hmm?
Were you making something for dinner?
Why?
Well, Bert seems to have nicked it. I expect he was hungry.
Oh my beautiful hamburgers. Nobody's touched them. They're still here. That wasn't very funny, Joe.
Yes, it was. Should have seen your face.
I am not in the mood for jokes.
You seem to have lost your sense of humour this week. What's up, Doug?
That was an interesting variation on the lotus position, Faith.
I didn't have any choice, Hilary. This leotard is cutting me in half.
Bit optimistic with the size, were you?
Well, I thought I'd be safe with a double gusset. I should have wrapped my legs round my neck before I bought it.
You enjoyed that at Marks and Spencer's. I must say I find yoga very relaxing.
Do you?
Don't you?
Well, I had a bit of trouble emptying my mind.
You just have to concentrate on nothing and look straight ahead.
I tried that, but when I looked straight ahead, I saw this woman in a maroon and orange jumpsuit. I kept thinking, how can anyone come back from the shops with that and be pleased with it?
It's the double gusset, Faith. It's making you tetchy.
It's not just that. Is it lunchtime yet?
It's only 9:30.
Is it? Oh, I've got Japanese foot massage at 10:30. I quite fancy the idea of someone rubbing my feet.
Actually, it's not like that, Faith. Someone walks all over you.
But I can get that at home. I wonder what Bill's doing now.
I expect he's got all the knives and forks lined up like soldiers in your cutlery drawer.
Do you think so?
And he'll have Hannah spring cleaning and Joe ironing his socks.
But what if he can't cope, Hilary? What if it's been so awful that he's just walked out and left them? What if the milk's still on the doorstep?
Faith, calm down. Bill's more than competent. He's used to running an office. He'll just apply the same principles at him.
It won't work.
Yes, it will. Bill won't stand any nonsense. The house will be running like clockwork. And if there's a problem, he'll confront it and solve it in minutes. He's not the sort of chap to give up and run away.
Good, Bill, I recognise that expression. The darts team have it every week.
What's that?
Defeat.
Well, not total, Ray. Just need to regroup my forces. I'll have a half.
Having trouble being a house husband?
Why is it when I introduce a spot of organisation and method into the household, they all try and thwart me? Even the dog.
There you go.
Cheers.
That's not man's work, that. In my opinion, domestics are best left to women. They're naturals at it. A man tries to change things, and it's like interfering with the ecology of the planet. At least you think it was, the fuss they make.
Maybe you're right.
Men are here to give them something to cook for, and to put your hand in your pocket when asked.
Don't tell me that. I was a wealthy man last week. Suddenly I haven't got the small change for a... Oh, bloody hell.
Ah, it's okay, Bill. This one's on me. It's medicinal.
In that case, Ray, have one yourself.
Oh. So, where are the kids now?
Well, That's why I had to come out. I've had an argument with Hannah because she says she's going to some pop concert.
Oh, which one?
The Garrotted Hamsters.
You sure?
No, but it was something to do with condemned rodents.
Well, why don't you want her to go?
Because she's revising for A-levels, and I'm sure her mother wouldn't have let her go.
Look, she's what, nearly 18, for goodness sake. She could be married. She could vote.
Not before her mother comes back. I've got enough to worry about.
What can happen?
You name it. It can happen.
Give her the money for the taxi and let her go.
Oh, you're right, Ray. I should ease up a bit.
That's better. How about another half?
That's very kind.
I'll put it on your slate.
I'll leave my donor card as surety, Mr. Shylock.
What about the boy? How are you getting on with him?
Well, that's my next plan. Go back and give him a serious talking to about the state of his bedroom.
Leave it out.
Why?
Look, they're probably trying it on anyway, with their mother away. You'll never beat them at that game. Kids have been at it much longer than parents.
So what can I do?
Always go for the easy option. Indulge him a bit. Get him on your side. Take him out to the pictures, maybe. That's what the male of a species is for, to be popular. Cheer the kids up when mums clip them round the ear.
Mr. Nice Guy, you mean?
Yes. Let the women come in with steam coming out of their ears, laying down the law right, left and centre, whilst you and the kids are on the same side. Women like it anyway. Brings the colour to their cheeks, whipping blokes into shape.
You're wasted here, Ray. Ever thought of marriage guidance?
Yeah, funnily enough, I suggested the same thing to Marlene last week. Mm-hmm. She didn't speak to me for 3 days.
Good film, though, wasn't it, Joe?
Not enough sex and violence for me, but it was probably okay for adults.
True. We get nightmares if the bad guy wins and there's too much kissing.
Shall I give this spare ice to the dog?
Yes, but not the beef with black bean chilli sauce.
Why?
It makes him break wind.
You mean...
You know very well what I mean. We have to wear gas masks in the living room in about half an hour.
Bert! Tom's takeaway at your service. Eating out of paper cartons is much better than plates. Don't have to wash them up.
Yes, well, yours is an interesting interpretation of washing up, Joe.
What do you mean?
Well, my understanding is that you thoroughly remove the grubby bits with the aid of hot water, soapy suds, and dry with a clean cloth.
Well, that's what I do.
I beg to differ. You appear to briefly show the plates the water, whipping them away before they've had time to get acquainted, and removing the evidence on the drying up cloth.
Are you having a go at me?
No, I'm not having a go at you. I'm just suggesting you might like to try it the conventional way before your mother comes back.
That's interfering with the workforce code of practice, Bill.
You'll be forming a union next.
We're doing trade union law in economics.
Well, in that case, would you like to reopen free and far-ranging discussions on the state of this dish?
I'll get that.
Could be ACAS, the arbitration service.
I bet it's Hannah forgotten her key again. She's probably in a trance after seeing the Hanging Bats in concert. Yeah?
Oh, hello. You must be the youngest child.
What?
It's a wee bit late for you to be up, isn't it?
No. Are you religious?
Not particularly.
Oh, I thought you were one of that lot.
Is your, daddy in?
He's in Florida.
Well, is Bill in, then? Bill McGregor?
Yeah. Hang on. Come in. Bill? There's a stupid woman at the door.
Oh, it's not one of those religious ones, is it?
No, I'll check that.
Good heavens. Liza.
Darling.
Darling?
It's all right, Joe. I'm not her darling. She calls everybody darling.
Well, she called me the youngest child.
Yes, well, I'll handle this. You finish giving the scraps to the dog.
It's much more interesting here.
Please, Joe.
Okay. See you.
I'll be fascinated to hear your reason for turning up here in an evening frock at this time of night.
You're jolly lucky I found you. I'm more familiar with the Serengeti than the suburbs.
Why were you looking for me?
I wasn't, Bill. Look, I need a drink.
There's a pub on the corner.
Bill, I've had a trying time.
And now you're going to give me one.
Let me tell you what happened.
This will be interesting.
Clive and I had a bit of a discussion.
Euphemism for flaming row?
Yes, on the bypass.
And what was it about?
Well, I just happened to mention that his tie lacked style.
Oh, and how did you put that exactly?
I said it looked like the sort of thing a game show host might choose.
And what was round two like?
Oh, I don't want to be boring.
But you've already started.
It was just a lot of hurtful things, he said, and I simply couldn't take any more, so I got out of the car at the next junction.
How sensible.
And here I am.
Well, that was fascinating. Good night, Liza.
Bill, I can't leave.
I'll help you.
I've got nowhere to go.
Go back to your flat.
I've left my keys, everything in the car, and Clive won't be going home yet. Even if he does, it's all utterly over between us forever.
You said that about you and me a few years ago, and I absolutely agreed with you.
Can I stay?
No.
I'm sure Faith won't mind. She's a generous, jolly sort of girl. Let's ask her.
Faith, as you damn well know, is away.
Oh, is she? What a shame. I did so want to meet her.
Liza, you can't stay here.
You've got a spare room, haven't you?
No.
A sofa, then?
It's not vacant this evening.
Why, I've got a party of four from Blackpool booked in.
I might have.
Don't be so childish, Bill. I'm not going to chase you round the furniture. Your body's safe with me.
Yes. But will it be safe with Faith if she finds out you spent the night?
Well, I'm here now and the little boy's seen me, so what's the difference?
Is this blackmail?
I'll be gone with the morning light. All I need is the carpet and a small pillow, preferably duck down.
Good boy. Yes, it's lovely to see you too. Oh, come on, calm down for a minute. Let me get in. Bill.
Hi. Oh, I'm so glad you're back, and I do mean that. Mm.
Thank you. Oh, that's really unexpected. Did you miss me?
You'll never know how much. Last night especially I needed you.
Well, I'm here now.
And you look absolutely good.
Hello.
Hi, Mum. You look smashing. Did you have a good time?
Oh, no, it was awful. All those decisions about whether to relax in the jacuzzi or the sauna. I'm exhausted.
Hi, Mum. You look thinner.
Joe, I realise Hannah probably told you to say that, but I still like the sound of the sentence. Thank you. Well, the house looks nice. Have you all been coping?
Of course. No problems.
Well, only a
cup of tea, Faith? Or is it still radish juice?
No, I'd love a cup of tea.
But I've got Adele into trouble.
What?
Doris the Wolfhound.
Well, that's quite funny. I'll tell you about it later.
And Bill had a woman stay the night.
Oh, yes, very funny, Joe.
Health and Efficiency, you heard James Bolam as Bill, Linda Bellingham as Faith, Celia Imrie as Hilary, Belinda Lang as Liza, Kelda Holmes as Hannah, and Mark Denham as Joe. Ray was played by Nicholas Courtney, and Mr. Burrows by Norman Bird. Second Thoughts was written by Jan Etherington and Gavin Petrie, and produced by Seanette William. Thank you.